Each week I try to answer a question. This week's question I thought was going to be simple. Why did Jesus die on a cross? But then I was like, do they mean like, why did he die on a cross? Why that way? And not some other form, like by a sword or something else, old age? Or why did Jesus die? Because he was perfect and he was sinless. So I'll just answer them both quickly. Number one, he died on a cross because anyone who died on a cross was cursed by God. Deuteronomy 21:23 says, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. And then Galatians 3:13, I'll just read it to you. Christ rescued us from that curse, pronounced by God's word, the law, when he was hung on a cross. He took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. It was not mistaken. For it is written, and then he quotes Deuteronomy, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So the answer is we deserved to die the curse that he took for us. The second reason is why did Jesus die when he was perfect? Same answer. He died for our sins, not his own. He didn't die for his own sins. He died as a substitute in our place for sinners. There is no limit to the depth that you can find this. He took on the full wrath of God towards our sin, not his own sin. And then, don't just stop there. That's half of the gospel. We get his perfect life credited to us. He doesn't just give us a fresh start so that we can start over and then jack it up by noon. He traded places with us. He's our literal substitute. All the sin that you have coming for you, that the penalty, he bore it on himself. And then his perfect life, that not one second did he not love his Father with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We can't even do that for a minute without thinking about something else. That's credited to you. Jesus dying on the cross is the only reason any sinner is accepted into the presence of God. Did that answer that question?